So I'm sitting here wondering about my favorite topic ever, and that's what makes me happy. I don't think I've ever met anybody, maybe you're this way, that thinks about happiness as much as I do, because apparently I'm unhappy. But here is the truth. I am actually very happy. I truly am a very, very, very happy man. But here's what I mean. So what makes me happy is my family and my faith. Fitness makes me happy as well. I would say maybe those are my three F's. There could be a fourth, but we'll keep it PG. But now what happens with my mind and my instinct is that I keep longing for more. This is, of course, very common, very normal. And it's one of those diseases that I have that I can't seem to shed, the desire for more, for a new adventure, for something new, for a better something, a new adventure. Now, I have endeavored, or I have started on many new adventures in my life, in my 54 years of life. And I would say most of them have come and gone. I would say, yeah, maybe all of them. A few have remained. Podcasting, you could say. Certainly writing music. But most have faded, even though I've embarked in so many adventures. I've been out to sea so many times and come back. Sometimes empty-handed, most of the time with a few fish, but mostly with not much to show for all the work. Now, this is because I think I'm unhappy, but in reality, my wife and our children and my home is what makes me happy, the family that I already have. And I've had this family for now 24 years and my beautiful marriage for almost 30 years, 27, 28 to be exact. So I've been really happy for 30 years. Really, I've been happy my whole life. But as far as maybe climbing that mountain, perhaps the only mountain that I really did want to climb, meaning in the last 10 years, was to become a lead pastor. And I did that, and I was amazing at it. I kicked butt at it. And then it ended. I don't want to do it anymore. Oh, sure, maybe, never say never, but it's no longer an ambition, a drive, a desire to do something like that. And now I'm subbing. Maybe I'm going to teach high school full time. Probably will. I can't say that is a huge ambition of mine. Really, I think now it's turned to service, serving other people, not ambition. Big difference. So in my pursuit of authenticity, what is the authentic me? Well, I think those F's are part of it. Fitness, faith, family, and etc. But nothing else. And that's a very, in some ways, a comforting place to be, because it is very exhausting to be wanting more and better and bigger. As of 5 years ago, I wanted to be the next Joel Osteen and have a church of 10,000. I truly did. Be a millionaire, blah, blah. I no longer feel that at all, whatsoever. I don't want to have more money. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be rich. I don't want to do any of those things. And I think what I really don't want, especially, is to do stuff that I think is what I want, basically to lie to myself. That's one of the things that I do fairly often, is to lie to myself thinking that this is what I want to do, when in reality I know deep inside that I really don't want to do it and I could care less about it. I have many examples of that. But and by the way, I call that my building a bunny farm syndrome. We have a bunny, and the other night I was talking to our beautiful daughters upstairs where the bunny is, and the bunny came out hopping, and I was telling them, you know who your father is? I could lie to myself and be awesome at anything, including raising bunnies and building a bunny farm. I could just say, oh yeah, I love bunnies and bunnies are cute and my daughters have bunnies. And so therefore now I'm going to be raising bunnies and selling them online and wearing an Easter suit, a bunny suit for Easter next year. And everyone would be maybe in awe. Some would think I'm crazy. most of all, I would be lying to myself. But hey, for that year or 2 years, I would definitely be the best bunny maker, bunny farm man ever. Until I realized that that's not really me, and I would just quit and stop doing that and go back to what? My F's, the things that I truly enjoy. I truly enjoy running, fitness. I truly enjoy my family. I truly enjoy my faith and loving Jesus. And yes, the other F too. I'm already happy. The authentic me needs to do nothing more than to be happy. I've accomplished it. I wrote a song years ago called "I've Said It All This Time." I really have. I've said it all. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to just stop living or give up. No, I'm just saying that whatever I do now is really coming down the mountain, wanting to serve other people, share my knowledge, my wisdom, help people, teach full time at a high school. Sure. Not to be the teacher of the year or to be a principal. God forbid. No way. And not necessarily to be popular and cool. Yes, I do want to be popular and cool. I want to be the favorite teacher ever. But really, I think the coming down the mountain or the downward spiral or the down we go, as my friend K-Bar would say, deals more with giving and serving other people and tempering that need and that thirst to be famous, known, huge, awesome at 54, which is not very likely. Or it's kind of almost like kind of weird. But here's the joy. I'm already happy. Now, yeah, our kids are getting older and they will eventually leave and build their own lives. That terrorizes me. But I guess I'm looking forward to having them for the rest of our lives, which I hope, God willing, that we will, and be in relationship with them and eventually grandkids. I'm ready. I'm so ready for grandkids, by the way. And to always be in relationship with our three amazing children and hopefully their wives and husbands and et cetera, for the rest of our lives. My beautiful wife and I as the center of it all. And yes, the bunny, and yes, Daisy, and yes, Noe, and my mommy and my sisters and Rochelle's sisters and all the beautiful people. Rest in peace. Her father, her mommy, my father, my grandma, et cetera, my uncles, my family. My church, my faith, my fitness, my knee is hurting. I wonder if I tore a ligament. I think it's healing. Sometimes I don't think it is. It's better. Wink, wink. But I am looking forward to this year getting into the great best shape of my life ever, at least at 54. And yes, I enjoy subbing. I do want to teach because I want to teach. I don't want to just sub. So I'm going to get my credential, blah, 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 and teach high school full time. Probably, I don't know, English, maybe ELD, perhaps math, perhaps computer science, music. I don't know about music. Not a lot of jobs in music, but perhaps English, etc., math. I do want to, I love young people, and especially in these communities, mostly Hispanic communities. That's my story, and so I want to give back. I'm already happy. Now, what do I do when I get restless in Seattle? Well, I do a podcast. Maybe I'll do a live stream. I'll do some beats. I'll make a song. I do love writing and performing my songs. I do wish and long for performing my songs, not just recording them. So there's still some things that I long for. Writing a book, leading a church again, being famous at anything. I think, you know, being a podcaster like on YouTube, I think I would like that. That is a bit of being a star and a ham and talking to people and being on camera. I would like that. I think there's that's a goal. That's maybe an ambitious goal that I still have that I haven't accomplished. I've done a lot of podcasting, but it hasn't gone anywhere. So maybe having a show with two or three other people would be fun because I love teaching. I love small groups. So, and I had a few of them with a few friends last year that I really did enjoy because I can be the wisdom person, the sage, the theologian, blah, blah, blah. And to be a counselor, mentor, Bible person with younger people around me. I love that. And I think that's why I love the whole high school teaching thing because of those elements. So Is it scary? Yeah, to some degree, but not really. I think I'm ready to settle down in terms of this longing to be happy and just to realize that I'm already happy. I don't want to travel. I mean, my wife loves to travel, so definitely I'll go with her and support her, of course. But I'm not a big like traveler or golfer or any of those things, cars, any of that stuff. None of that really appeals to me. Nor does my work necessarily, I'm going to be a workaholic and be the teacher of the year. No, I don't really care for that anymore. I used to, but not anymore. I feel young, strong, amazing. My mind is bright. My body, my marriage is strong. Our family is beautiful. Life is good. We have money. We both love what we're doing after a year for me and a half, really for both of us, of really struggling to find our way after some pretty painful experiences for both of us with work and family. But now we both, my beautiful wife and I, have found our way once again. And are there some things that I need to cut out? Yes, there are still some things I need to do less of. I think I'm, as I said, needing to just chill a bit in some areas. And but for the most part, I'm a really happy man. Truly am. I have a beautiful church where we serve. And like I said, all the rest is already in place. I have all this gear, all these tools, everything's paid for. I don't owe anybody anything. And we have so much stuff, a beautiful house and all the rest. God has been faithful and God is good and we're healthy and life happens. But hey, we are trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, fitness, family, and et cetera are the things that truly, truly motivate me. Nothing else. I don't have any other needs to, quote, be happier or to accomplish more. And I think this is what happens in the second half of life, right? The happiness curve that I've mentioned before. You go through this huge death, which I went through, definitely. And then this new life begins, which is a different life. It's not as ambitious, as I said, as it was. It's less about that, less about you, really, and more about serving others. And that's where I find myself. And I don't want to serve anyone more than my wife and our three babies. And to serve people in general, whoever, wherever I am, wherever I go, to serve young people, adults, couples, children, whoever it may be. I just applied to be a full-time teacher for kindergarten. And if I get that, heck, I will do it. I would rather be, I think, definitely teach high school. But the point is, my love is deep and wide. I'm ready to love really just about anyone. I don't think I'm great with maybe little kids, but you know, I did it for, I think, 4 weeks when I was actually helping in a kindergarten class. this year, January, February, just a few months ago. And it was fun. But yeah, I definitely like the older kids, high school, more. And so I'm hoping that that's where I will land eventually. Once I get my credential, I still got to do some work with that, et cetera, et cetera. So, well, I don't know. Life has been good. God has been faithful. I truly do thank God for all that he's doing in both my wife and I, Rochelle, and my life. His faithfulness, his mercies are new every morning. And we look forward to, I don't know, continuing to live this happy life. I'm not afraid of being unhappy. We've been through some challenges, like many of us, these last few years. And here we are standing, and God has been faithful and true. And I'm not looking forward, of course, to having any more challenges. I know they will come. But I believe and declare that God is faithful, that God is good, and that I am happy. And I'm going to continue to live for Jesus, live for my beautiful family, live to be a man in shape and to be faithful and to be fit and to continue to persevere and to be here for you. And to whether it's this audio podcast or maybe a video one that we may do once again, or at my church or at the school where I'm at, wherever I may go, my heart is to serve and to love and to share Jesus with you, to help you really live a life of joy, life of Gosa, right? Where's my Gosa belt? Let's see, where is that? There you go, Gosa belt right there. And to live out what I used to call, and I still call it, the ACL experience, adventure, crisis, and love. Find your adventure, find grace in your crisis, and that will equal love. So I hope that I can help you. If you'd like to set up a one-on-one coaching call with me, please DM me, message me, email me. You can go to my calendar at davidtrigg.com/coaching, and you can schedule a session there one-on-one anytime this week. Thank you again for being here, and I will see you next time. Adios.
Everything that I do or you say is no good. Why don't you take